Hi. So today I want to give a little bit of background information on the recipients of foreign aid and also on the donors of foreign aid. Who gives and who receives? Okay, here we have some data from Gapminder World on aid to recipient countries. In particular, on the vertical axis, we have the amount of aid received per person. Now, this is official development assistance, ODA. So official means this is aid coming from governments. This does not include private aid. Although the aid is coming from governments, it may be going to non-government organizations, to private organizations and charities and nonprofits in the recipient countries. It's also development assistance. So in particular, this does not include military aid. On the horizontal axis, we have GDP per capita. Now, the first thing to note about this graph is there's no relationship whatsoever between the amount of aid received per person and GDP per capita. So you might have expected poor countries down here, you might have expected them to receive a lot more money per capita than richer countries. But in fact, that's not the case. So here is Congo, which has an income of about $350 per year, has an aid of $19 per year. Here is Liberia, has an income a little bit more, $415 per year, has aid of $185 per year. So a substantial fraction of their income comes from aid. But now look over here. This is Trinidad and Tobago. They have a GDP per capita of $18,000 and aid of $16 per person. So Trinidad and Tobago are getting almost as much as the Congo, despite the fact that they are, some 50 times as wealthy as in the Congo. You know, here is Barbados. Okay, Barbados, pretty nice place to live, $17,000 in GDP per capita. They're getting $71 per person in aid, which is a little bit more than they're getting in Burundi, which has a income per capita of about $450. The really big receivers of aid, and notice here, by the way, that this is $10. We have a ratio scale. So it's going from $1 per person, $10 per person, $100, $1,000. So up here, they're getting $1,000 per person. This is Palau. Let's see, this is the Marshall Islands. And over here is Micronesia. So what's going on? Why are they getting $1,000 per person despite having relatively high GDP per capita? Well, the basic story is, in the technical terms, these are associated states with the United States. And they are receiving a lot of money in order that we can put military bases on these Pacific Islands. Now remember, this is not military aid. Nevertheless, it is aid in pursuit of a military objective. Here's another example of that. Here is Iraq, and here is Afghanistan. Now, all of this aid, by the way, I should point out, this is aid from all countries, but clearly here we're talking mostly about the United States. So Iraq, again, this does not include military aid, but it's aid in pursuit of a military objective. By the way, the circles here are proportional to the total amount of aid. So when I click on the circle, if you look down in the bottom right, you can see that Iraq is receiving $9.7 billion worth of aid. Afghanistan over here is receiving $4 billion worth of aid. Where's that circle? Let's get it back. There it is. Okay, there we go. $4.13 billion worth of aid. This is worth bearing in mind when we talk about the effectiveness of aid. Often we think when we're talking about effectiveness that we mean development or growth. As we'll see later, aid hasn't been terribly effective in that regard. But we also have to remember that a lot of aid is given for reasons other than growth. You know, here we're giving aid for military-like reasons, even when it's not military aid. Perhaps aid has been more successful on those grounds than on more standard, you know, economic welfare grounds.